This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace Monday laid out for members of Parliament the latest package of additional military support Britain will be providing Ukraine, including a squadron of Challenger 2 tanks, along with some artillery and other equipment. That makes Britain the first NATO member nation to supply Ukraine with Western-made tanks. But what is the British Challenger 2 battle tank, and what impact could it possibly have in the war? Reuters correspondent Matthew Liratonda reports.
The Challenger 2 is what's called a main battle tank, or MBT, and it's specifically designed to attack other tanks and armored vehicles. Until now, Ukraine's military has primarily relied on its older Soviet-era tanks. It's also captured and repurposed some of Russia's during the invasion. President Zelensky has long pleaded with allied countries to include their tanks in aid packages, but some Western officials have been cautious over the concern that Russia or even China could get their hands on advanced Western military technology. Moscow is also likely to see the introduction of Western tanks onto the battlefield as an escalation of the war, and NATO is desperate not to be drawn more directly into it.
That's Reuters correspondent Matthew Liratonda reporting. In the wake of Russia's weekend missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, one of the deadliest strikes against civilians since the war started, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock Monday called for a special tribunal to prosecute Russian leaders. In a speech to the Hague Academy of International Law, Baerbock said there needs to be a clear message to the Russian leadership here and now that a war of aggression will not go unpunished. This is VOA News. The World Economic Forum is back with its first winter meeting since 2020 in the Swiss Alpine town of Davos. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Leaders are seeking to bridge political divisions in a divided world, buttress a hobbling economy, and address concerns about climate change, among many other things. Nearly 600 CEOs and more than 50 heads of state or government are expected, but it's never clear how much concrete action emerges from the elite event. Missing are leaders like President Joe Biden, Chinese President Xi Jinping, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and French President Emmanuel Macron. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Monday is Martin Luther King Day in the United States, a federal holiday honoring the civil rights leader who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964 for his work fighting racism and seeking equal opportunities for black citizens in the U.S. He was assassinated 4 years later. In remarks at an MLK Day breakfast, the civil rights leader's son, Martin Luther King III, says America has a long way to go on achieving his father's dream on eradicating poverty, racism, and violence.
When you look at each one of those areas, what I know is we have the ability to address them. We just have not identified the will. But when ability and will become one, we see results.
The holiday is observed on the third Monday of every January. King's actual birthday, January 15th, fell on Sunday. U.S. President Joe Biden observed the day by speaking at King's former church, the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. Biden was the first sitting U.S. president to deliver a Sunday morning sermon at King's Church. Pakistan Monday launched its first nationwide anti-polio campaign of the year to immunize children under the age of 5 against the crippling disease. The move follows a surge in new infections in 2022. While no new cases have been reported in Pakistan so far this year, the highly infectious wild polio virus paralyzed 20 children last year. That compares to just one infection reported in 2021. National Eradication Program officials said more than 360,000 health workers would deliver polio drops to at least 44.2 million children across 156 districts during the five-day campaign. They noted that children would also be administered an additional vitamin A supplement to boost their immunity against infectious diseases. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.